The plays are the winners of a competition called Enough, Plays to End Gun Violence. It's a national short play contest for middle and high school students. Nearly 50 communities across the U.S. and around the world are producing staged readings of the winning plays. South Bend Civic Theater Executive Director Aaron Nichols says that when he first heard about the project a few weeks ago, there wasn't a theater in Indiana that was participating.
And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, there is. It's going to be us. It so aligns with our mission to kind of have conversations about topics that are so relevant to our community.
To that end, the Civic partnered with a local activist group to produce the plays. Connect to Be the Change was formed by Loria Perez and Takesha Jacobs after they both lost children to gun violence. Now, they work to fight racial stereotyping and to help young people in South Bend solve problems without violence. Part of that work, Perez says, is involving kids in projects like Enough. Most of the actors in the Civic staged readings are young adults in her youth program, many of whom have been personally affected by gun violence.
Some of them have been affected just recently, and we thought it was something therapeutic for them to get involved with and help them cope with losing a loved one or surviving gun violence.
Deja Keys plays the character Ayana in Together, one of the winning plays. The story follows four girls celebrating their high school graduation until a drive-by shooting brings the party to a halt. Keys says gun violence has affected multiple people in her life, including some who have passed away. She says she can bring all of that to her performance. In fact, it's what drew her to the character in the first place.
I can put myself in my character's shoes like I'm there.
Perez says those connections can be invaluable to young people struggling to understand the impact of gun violence on their lives.
To bring it to life, I think that's a connection in disguise. It just gives them another highlight that you're not the only one who's thinking about how enough's been enough with all this gun violence.
The readings will be followed by a virtual community conversation about gun violence with South Bend Mayor James Mueller and other guests. Nichols says that follow-up is part of the theater's responsibility to amplify community voices.
Institutions like the South Bend Civic Theater have a responsibility to share underrepresented stories, to get in the middle of public crisis.
The South Bend Civic Theater will stream Enough, Plays to End Gun Violence at 7 p.m. on December 14th. You have to buy a ticket to access the stream, but the community conversation will take place for free on the Civic's Facebook page. All proceeds will go to Connect to Be the Change. Gemma DiCarlo, WVPE News.